Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 19th, 2024, through Friday, February 23rd, 2024. Monday, February 19th, 2024. Rochester man pleads guilty to submitting false claims to the IRS, resulting in a refund of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Eugene Jamar Thomas pleaded guilty to submitting false claims to the IRS. According to Assistant U.S. Attorney Megan K. McGuire, Thomas reported that he earned $819,934 of interest income in 2015 and that he had $818,834 of that income withheld and paid to the IRS as tax. Thomas falsely claimed that he was entitled to a refund of $495,655. After receiving the fraudulent refund, Thomas deposited the $482,017 check into two separate accounts. Subsequently, the IRS discovered the fraudulent filing in the return and immediately levied Thomas's bank accounts, recovering approximately $265,250. In actuality, Thomas did not earn any interest income in 2015, did not have any interest income withheld, and was not entitled to any refund. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. IRS Criminal Investigation, BSA data is key to unlocking financial crimes. IRS Criminal Investigation recently released investigative statistics on LinkedIn regarding how the agency uses Bank Secrecy Act data in its financial crime investigations. The primary subject in nearly 88% of investigations opened by CI during fiscal year 2023 had a BSA filing. From fiscal year 21 to fiscal year 23, BSA data was instrumental in securing average prison sentences of 39 months and seizing $7.4 billion in assets tied to criminal investigations. BSA data during the same time frame also resulted in restitution orders totaling $434 million and forfeited assets totaling $529 million, nearly double and triple the amounts respectively from fiscal year 20 to fiscal year 22. Under the BSA, financial institutions must notify the federal government when they encounter instances of potential money laundering or tax evasion. Of the CI investigations that originated from BSA data in fiscal year 23, 77% used information from suspicious activity reports, and 63.6% used information from currency transaction reports. Additionally, 16.4% involve fraudulent small business association loans tied to COVID relief programs. 7.1% involve skimming, where the primary subject steals funds from a business or charity. And 4.7% involved employment tax fraud, where taxes were not paid. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. Former Maryland tax preparer pleads guilty in false return scheme. Kimberly Starr, owner and operator of the Tax Lady, aka Five Star Business Solutions, pleaded guilty to aiding in the preparation of false tax returns. According to court documents and statements made in court, from 2013 to at least 2018, Starr inflated her clients' tax refunds by preparing and submitting to the IRS false tax returns that claimed fraudulent tax deductions and fictitious business profits and losses. Starr's conduct resulted in a loss to the IRS of at least $400,000. Additionally, in 2020 and 2021, Starr obtained over $83,000 in COVID-related Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans, by submitting fabricated IRS forms containing a purported business income from bogus businesses. Starr also filed a false claim, which included fabricated federal tax forms for unemployment insurance with the Maryland Department of Labor Form from which she received over $55,000. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. Georgia owner of long-term care facilities sentenced to 2 years in prison for attempting to obstruct the IRS. Douglas K. Middleiter was sentenced to 2 years in prison for obstructing the IRS in its efforts to collect employment taxes. According to court records and statements made in court, from at least 2003, Middleiter operated long-term care facilities throughout the United States and was responsible for paying the IRS the federal income and Social Security and Medicare taxes withheld from employees' wages. In June 2004, the IRS assessed against him personally the employment taxes Middleiter had not paid, also known as the Trust Fund Recovery Penalty. Beginning in at least November 2011, Middleiter took multiple steps to conceal business funds and impede the IRS's ability to collect his outstanding tax liability. Among other things, Middleiter directed the commingling of funds among businesses he controlled and used funds for purposes other than to pay the IRS. Middleiter also caused the creation of new operating companies and bank accounts to make it more difficult for the IRS to locate assets and levy accounts. In total, Middleiter's conduct caused a tax loss to the IRS of more than $17 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, February 23rd, 2024. Foreign national convicted of advance fee and investment fraud scheme. Paul Macha, a Kenyan national, was convicted for perpetrating an advance fee and investment fraud scheme that defrauded numerous victims. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Macha, along with a co-conspirator, engaged in a scheme through a shell company Macha controlled, American Eagle Service Group, Inc., AESG, to make numerous misrepresentations to victims about AESG, its assets, and its access to money and capital. Macha, through AESG, promised victims who were seeking loans that AESG would provide them with these loans so long as victims first provided AESG with an advance fee while misrepresenting the purpose of that fee. AESG also told victims, falsely, that these advance fees could be refunded if AESG did not fund the loan. As proven at trial, however, Macha and his co-conspirator knew that AESG did not have the capital to make these loans at the time the lending agreements were executed, and refunds to the victims could not be assured because Macha and his co-conspirator were splitting the fees between themselves and spending them such that there was no money left to be refunded. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.